Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got, we've got a very good show planned for you tonight. This is a show that many of you all have been waiting for. This is part one of our show this evening. And it's, I must say that it's a very good show. And of course, yes, we do say that every week. Because I really feel that in my heart that it's a good show every week. So I'm very excited about tonight's broadcast. I certainly am looking forward to it, and we're going to have an exciting time tonight. Now, again, this is only part one. This is only part one of the broadcast tonight, so you will definitely want to tune in to this so that you can catch part two. We don't necessarily do the parts in sequence, and the reason why we don't always do it that way because other topics come in between or they may have already been scheduled. So you really would have to pay close attention to follow along to see when the next show is coming up. Tonight's topic is marriage an outdated institution? We've had many of our callers that have asked about this very topic, is marriage an outdated institution? People that will come on perhaps tonight's broadcast will have varying points of view. I tend to think that it's not an outdated institution, but that's just my opinion. I think that marriage is sacred. I believe that marriage is special, and I think that marriage is it makes your relationship exclusive more so, because I think that with marriage there comes a bonding, or at least there should be a bonding. You may find it different in tonight's story, but in marriage there should be a bonding that takes place, and that bonding should mean that, you know, when you get upset, you're going beyond the liking stages of an individual, and you're even going beyond the loving stage, the in-love stages of an individual, and you're going into that agape stage of the relationship where you're loving the person sort of unconditionally. You're loving them, whereas you're loving them even when you're not feeling like liking them today. You're loving them even when you don't feel in love with them today. You're loving them by virtue of the fact that there is a commitment. There are some vows that you made to God for your marriage. So the short answer for this particular question from me, and this is simply my opinion, marriage is not an outdated institution. I think that there have been those of us who have come along, individuals who have come along and for whatever reason have given marriage a bad name because we have somehow or other been despondent about marriage. We've been disappointed with marriage or the institution of marriage, and unfortunately we sometimes crowd our judgment by expressing our feelings as such, And I think that this can prove detrimental to hurting marriage in and of itself, because we will go in and we'll tell other people how we're feeling about marriage, and I think that that could be a mistake. If you have negative thoughts on marriage, I mean, because I believe that marriage is that marriage, the institution of marriage, is designed by God. I don't believe that all marriages are of God, but I think that the institution of marriage is of God. And the reason why I say that not all marriages are of God is because, you know, if you find so many people who are having so many problems in their marriages, and again, you'll find those that come on the air perhaps and talk about the disdain things that marriage brings. And even in our story tonight, I encourage you all to please pay particular attention to tonight's broadcast, because you may discover that there are some things in there that are really, really, this particular couple had that really were distasteful when it came to marriage. So you will definitely want to check this out. Definitely want to check this out. And, of course, we welcome your comments, your views, your thoughts on marriage itself, whether or not you think that marriage is an outdated institution. You know, it's sad that so many marriages are ending in divorce. I mean, people are just, for whatever reason, they're just not getting on well with each other anymore. And it seems like the romance or the novelty seems to have worn off in a lot of cases. And this is truly a sad situation when we allow, you know, the negative aspects of marriage to infringe on our own relationships. And it's not just marriage that's in jeopardy these days. It's also relationships. People are having difficult times managing their relationships. And so this is not something that you will definitely want to, you know, allow to get caught up, yourself to get caught up into the frustrations of this. So, again, marriage can be a very, I mean, to me, now this is just my humble opinion, that the institution of marriage is not outdated. But I want you to, in about 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to read tonight's broadcast. And I'm going to start out by asking the question to one of my listeners, is there any validity in that which will be presented in tonight's story? Is there any validity in what's going to be presented? And so I welcome the responses that we're going to receive tonight. I welcome the audience that hopefully will be tuning in tonight, and I certainly look forward to that. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to listen live by phone, you can simply call in at 347-857-1769. Once again, that's 347-857-1769. And, of course, if you choose to listen by way of the Internet, you can go to drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com and listen by way of my radio station broadcast, and tune in with us right there. All right, we're going to get to tonight's story in just about 1.5 minutes. They're telling me, and so I want to know what your thoughts are on the institution of marriage, whether or not you think that marriage is overrated, whether the institution of marriage is overwhelming. What do you think? This is what we're going to ask the question tonight. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go in early tonight. Is marriage an outdated institution? Let's go to 917. 399. And if you want to talk to the host, press 1 on your dial. Let's go to the phone lines now. We're going to start out by going to a New York line. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us. Angela, we're certainly happy to have you this evening. Angela, talk about, they asked the question, is marriage an outdated institution? And this is only part one. And before we get to tonight's story, do you think that marriage is an outdated institution? And if so, why or why not?
I think it's outdated because we wasn't, we've been in marriages based on biblical belief. And we were taught that.
Okay, any way you want to put it.
First. Personally, for me, from my perspective, based on biblical belief, that's why I got married and I had certain things. I had to live by what the Bible said and what it said about marriage and your commitment to being married. So it wasn't until later, almost 20 years later, when I got out of those beliefs and started questioning things and started reading more, learning things. And that kind of clouded my judgment a little bit. I'm sorry, Dr.
Uh-huh.
Walker, I wasn't ready for to answer the question. I just wanted to listen a little bit, and then I would have came in, so you caught me off guard.
That's all right. That's okay. So you're saying yes and no, which is interesting. But I want to follow you just for a second. And you say there was a time, some 20 years prior, that based on the Bible, you subscribed to getting to marriage. And then some 20 years later, now you're kind of thinking differently. Is that what I'm hearing you say, Angela?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and why is this? Why are you now thinking differently?
Being committed to one individual is a job, especially when you're, what's the word? I can't think of a word or how to really put it. Well, personally, I feel as though that I'm attracted to other people is attracted to me, and that kind of plays with your mind, especially being with one person. And I've been married since I was 23, so I've been with the same person for over 25 years. And that plays with my psyche, too. And everything is a learned lesson when you come into a marriage. There are things that you don't know and things that you do that you regret that you did. It's a little bit more, Dr. Walker.
That's
I want
fine.
To get my
That's
words right.
That's fine. And while you're thinking about it, we're going to ask you to stand by because we're going to go to tonight's story. This is a good time for us to go to tonight's story. You're listening live to Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I really want you to tune in to tonight's broadcast, this story particularly. Our characters in tonight's broadcast are Frank and Glenda. Frank and Glenda. Now, Frank and Glenda, they've been married for only 2 years. Only 2 years, and are both, they're actually miserable with each other. This is the second marriage for the both of them. Prior to marriage, they dated for 11 months and had a wonderful time together. They dated 11 months, had a wonderful time together, did lots of good things and fun together. Now living together after marriage for the past 2 years, this has not been an easy road for them. Their children from previous marriages are all adults. Frank and Glenda have not really gotten along since their short honeymoon. They have tried counseling, and counseling just hasn't worked for them. They can't seem to put their hands on what could possibly be the problem. They simply don't see eye to eye with each other on just about anything. They have concluded on one thing, and that one thing only. They have nothing in common, it seems. One may ask the question, didn't they see this before marriage? Well, maybe or maybe not. It's hard to really get to know someone until you actually live with him or her, as is the case of Frank and Glenda. Now, because of their frustrations, they have both given up on the institution of marriage because of their frustrations, and they feel as though it is, here's a brief synopsis of their thoughts on why they feel that marriage is outdated. Now, here's some of the things that we're going to list, a few things why they feel. Now, this is just this couple's thoughts. There's a lack of honesty. They feel that people only put up their best efforts when trying to conquer. It's like meeting somebody on the job. You see them at their very best. And that's why last week's show we talked about why cheating seems so deceptively good, because you're seeing that person at their best. Number two, they say they feel that a marriage license limits your options of what you can do in your marriage. And by that they mean, for example, if you just want to walk away, it's not that easy. You just can't walk away. Number three, marriage brings about too many restrictions, they say. Number four, the accountability factor is overwhelming. Having to be able to give account to somebody all the time of your whereabouts and so forth, they just feel that this is overwhelming. Number five, they feel there's a lack of trust that goes along with honesty. Six, unwarranted jealousy. You know, people just getting jealous for no reason, it seems. Number seven, getting on each other's nerves. Okay, that's going to happen when you're married. And they feel that cooking, whether he's doing it, cooking, cleaning, and constant demands of looking out for your other, when one party is not on the same page with you, this can be rather taxing. seeming to have to get permission to hang out with your family or friends, this can be rather taxing as well. Number 10, unexplained attitudes when it comes to just about anything. You know, people having attitudes. Number 11, extreme boredom in the marriage. Failure to even date anymore. I mean, they're just not dating anymore. And here are just a few others that they mentioned: the lack of interest in the marriage, the lack of intimacy in the marriage, the lack of romance and pleasantries in the marriage, feelings of being taken for granted, settling into a deadbeat routine. There's no fun no more, no excitement, no travel. And then finally they say here, just, you know, to put it on, no personable communication, simply talking to each other, you know, discussing things and planning a viable future together. Now, this and so much more has caused them to believe marriage is an outdated institution, because they're convinced that that they're not the only ones feeling this way. They are absolutely convinced that other couples are going through the same things, only that they're trying to force their marriage or relationships to work when they know it's over. They're trying to force it to work when they know it's over. And the question is, as I said earlier, that we start out with tonight, I'm sorry. Is there any validity in any of the concerns or issues that they presented tonight? Excuse me. Is there any validity in any of the concerns or issues that were presented here tonight? Let me go back to you, Angela, just for a second. Do you think any of that, they have valid reasons to say that marriage is outdated? I mean, that was a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, my marriage fit over some of that list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's serious. That's serious.
Yeah.
That is.
Cause when you,
and you know, Ms. Angela, since you're putting that out there, I would venture to say one thing that they're saying that's probably certain, that a lot of marriages are out there in the same situation, in the same situation. But they're trying to force it to work. Do you agree with that or you disagree with that? That's what they're saying.
I agree, because I know I've tried to make it work, knowing that I had 3/4 of those same problems. You know, you try to jumpstart your spouse. You try to create different situations to get them interested doing some of the things, like going out on dates. Like I will always suggest, once a month we should always have a date night for ourselves, away from the kids. I even tried it for a weekend where we would just go away once a month, just he and I, and that didn't even work because of our work schedule and all of the activities that we had with the children. We couldn't even fit in time for ourselves. And then don't even count the fact that if you're bringing in kids from previous relationships into the mix too.
Uh-huh.
Because that can cause extra problems also, depending on the age of that child, and if that child is feeling neglected or feeling like you're maybe he's spending more time with his kids than he is with him, he might feel like an outsider, or he or she may feel like an outsider. That's another problem in itself.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, I mean, hearing you say that your marriage fit into three-fourths of these, are you currently married?
Yes, I am. I am still married, yes.
And you guys are still together?
Yes. Yes, we
right.
are. Because
how is it now after
20 stages.
Years? Are you happily married?
No.
Okay.
And I'm only saying
right.
no because we have gotten to a point where it felt like we were going to I've suggested, but then we'll
right.
say we're going to work on it, and then some time will go by, and then you'll argue again, and then it always seems like it goes back to, you know what, this ain't working out. Why don't you move out? We live in different spaces. Let's see if that would jumpstart, you know, our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I've hung in there. My husband has hung in there. He's changed his schedule, his work schedule. He's done maybe half of some of the stuff that needed to be required to fix some of the things that was happening in the house.
Uh-huh.
But I just think that men are on a different page than women because they always think that they're the provider, meaning they have to work and bring the money in. And
right.
he seemed to think that I don't understand that he's been taught that he has to always be the provider. And what I want him to understand is that, no, you don't, and you can make changes in your own life and start something differently because you have another person to help you as the breadwinner. So it's
all
like
right.
he knows he could, he has options, but he don't challenge himself to the options.
Okay.
He's gotten so used to doing the same things over and over and over, and when shit hits the fan, he doesn't know how to figure out where to start with something new.
I see.
I guess I kind of said it right.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. And we're going to ask you to stand by. Don't go anywhere because we're going to come back
okay.
to something that you... let's go to 786. 154. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You are on the air live. Who do we have with us?
We have Monique.
Monique, thank you for joining us this evening, Monique. Monique, is marriage an outdated institution?
Actually today I read a very interesting article about marriage, and it's talking about the fact of, you know, the history of marriage and how it started. And back in the 1400s, you know, you got married basically as teenagers, and the lifespan wasn't as long as it was. People died in their late 20s, early 30s, and the lifespan wasn't, you know, 80 years or 76 years or whatever it is now. So, you know, not that marriage is antiquated, but maybe it's outdated. And it went on to say, you know, what's wrong with they're saying that you get married for different reasons, and then sometimes as you grow and you learn, because we grow and we change in our lives, sometimes the marriage doesn't serve its purpose anymore. You know, people get married for financial reasons. They get married because they are pregnant. They get married when they're 20-something, just like she was saying. And then you really don't discover who you really are until you're in your 40s. So that person you married back when you were someone else doesn't serve the purpose in your 40s. And they're saying, why stay with someone when you're not really happy? Because it's miserable. But we've been programmed to feel like this is the way we're supposed to have it in society. And so they say, what's wrong with having five or six great loves in your life? You have someone to take you from point A to B, and that serves that purpose for that time in your life. And then you have another love, which is in another phase of your life, because we do go through phases. And sometimes
right.
the people who we're with don't fit all those phases in our life, and it becomes so excruciatingly painful for both people, and you're trying to make it work because this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you were taught. This is what is pumped in our heads. This is what we see in the media, and this is how we're scrutinized in society. But really, times grow and change. Everything changes. You know, technology changes, work changes. You don't, if your job doesn't suit your needs anymore, you change that. So I'm not saying you run through different people in you know, in a negative way, but I'm saying in a positive manner, if, you know, you have those four or five great loves and you do well in your life, going through the phases in your life, and you're happy, what's wrong with that as opposed to being with someone for 30, 40 years and really, like, you're just absolutely unhappy and miserable?
Well, Monique, we're going to ask you to stand by. And, you know, a lot of that, what she's saying, as I'm talking to my listeners now, it seems to make sense. I mean, here she did her research when the life expectancy perhaps wasn't as long and people were marrying in the early teenage years, with that understanding perhaps, that the, based on her research, with the understanding that marriage wasn't going to last. I mean, life expectancy was short. Some of the validity that she points out here, as well as Angela pointed out, is that, I mean, just like in tonight's story, so many dynamics of the what you, who you are at those stages of your life. If you get married at 21, 22, 25, even 26, some 20 years later, you've discovered that you have developed into another person, and both of you all, respectively, have developed into other people. And the things that you thought you had or perhaps shared in common at the time, which basically is a lot of physical stuff. It really is. Oh, he looks good. That's what attracts me. She looks good. She's hot. That's what attracts me. But not knowing what the inner workings of that person is at all. And then as you come to start dating, now you settle into a routine state. And all of a sudden now, that commitment thing, oh, this is the person I'm with. There's no fun going on, but I'm in this relationship. And so tonight we're talking about, is marriage an outdated institution? You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. Let me go back and bring Angela in once again. Angela, with what Monique has presented, you know, it seems to make a lot of sense when, you know, she's talking about getting married at the early ages, and then you don't even know who you are when you get a little older, and you're seemingly stuck in this routine with that person who's almost like a stranger to you. What do you think of that?
I agree with everything Monique says. She put it in the perfect words that I could not find to put it in. And I want to say, Dr. Walker, it has nothing to do with anybody looks when it comes to me. And like you said, you start growing, you start learning about things. But one thing I can say about my relationship that really bothers me the most is my husband's lack of wanting to do something, change, because he's so used to old school way. And my thing is, it don't work for everybody. And when you see it's not working, when do you change it? When do you try something new? And I think he's starting to realize that because we've been married for 25 years, and now there's, for the last 2-3 years, I would say I've been saying, I'm going to leave. If you don't fix this, I'm going to leave, because I feel as though it's not me. It's him. And he finally gets it. But just it took him so long to get it. And it's like, oh, my goodness, like all this time I've been waiting, it kind of made me feel like, what was I waiting for? Why didn't I just leave anyway? You know, and I question my own judgment. Now, I'm going to say I love my husband. I'm in love with him, but that's the only thing that bothered me the most.
Well, you know, there's no doubt, Angela, I feel that people do love each other. But I think they're loving a commitment with this person. And then why does anybody stay because of that commitment when they're really not necessarily, and I'm not saying this is the case with you because you've clearly pointed it out, And sometimes it can even sound questionable when a person says that they're in love with a person. They're probably trying to convince themselves. I'm not necessarily saying this is the case with you, but I'm in love with this person. I love this person. And the more they repeat that, sometimes I think that they're just trying to convince themselves that the reason why they should stay, when in fact they probably have, you know, they're maybe kind of have a fear of exploring, but they don't want to lose their, you know, they don't want to step outside the comfort zone. I know what I have here. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. We're going to take another caller. Then we're going to try to get back to Monique as well. Let's go to 954-106. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're on the air live.
This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us this evening. Rose, what do you make out of all of this? I mean, we're hearing these different views on marriage being perhaps an outdated institution. I mean, when you look at statistics, it's showing that more than 50% of the marriages are ended in divorce, whether they are religious people or non-religious people. It's still coming down to the point that people are divorcing. What is going on? What do you think? Is it outdated?
Oh, as I listen to your callers, it would appear to me that it's a possibility that it's outdated. I really like what Monique said, you know, and as I think about it, I have to agree with her, because especially when we get married at a very young age, like she said, you don't really know yourself at the time. And as we grow older, sometimes we grow apart. And what we thought we liked about our mate, we realize that we no longer like this. And I could see how people can grow apart after years of being married, and now they just want to try something new. I don't know if that makes it wrong or right. From my belief, it would make it wrong, because we were taught, you know, that we're supposed to only have one husband, one wife, and, you know, you grow old with that person. But the question is, what happens when you grow old with that person, or as you grow old with that person, you're not feeling that person? What happens? Is it the commitment that keeps you together?
I think that that's, if I were to address that, I think that that's part of it. But then, is that the right thing to do? And that's what I was saying earlier, Rose, in the show. People are trying to hold on to that commitment, but are they fooling themselves? Let me just reiterate some of what tonight's story was on. Rose, we're going to ask you to stand by. All of our callers, we're going to ask you to stand by. And those of you all that are just joining us, we thank you for joining us. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Let me just reiterate some of tonight's story. Where our characters are Frank and Glenda. They've only been married for just over 2 years. This is both their second marriage. Their children from previous marriages are adults now. But Frank and Glenda, they're just not feeling each other anymore. And they didn't realize this until after their marriage of living together. Because you really don't get to know a person until you live with them day in and day out. That's when you're going to really learn each other. And they're finding that this is just not working. They've tried counseling. They're trying to, you know, it's almost like you wear a size 10 shoe. And in this case, trying to fit into a size 8, that is just not going to happen and be comfortable. You're trying to fit into a situation that's just not, you know, the size isn't right. It's just something wrong here, and you're trying to force it. And that's what they're saying. Their marriage isn't the only one. They're saying that there are so many couples out there that are going through the same thing, but what they're trying to do is to force the marriages to work when people are actually developing other interests. Because they've reached that stage, as Monique say, where they're now coming into who they really are. You know, you've been married for 20 years. No, you probably didn't know yourself. You probably didn't. You didn't really know what your future interests were going to be like. You didn't know that this person was going to kind of like venture off into a different direction, your mindset, you know, it's an interesting factor. Now, here are just some of the things that these people, Frank and Glenda, were experiencing, and they say other people are going through the same thing. Here, Angela even said that three-fourths of her marriage was based on the same problems that this couple has. Now, look here, a lack of honesty. People aren't going to be honest because they're always putting up their best foot forward. They feel that marriage license limits your options of what you can do in your marriage. For example, if you're not feeling it anymore, you just can't walk away just like that. I understand that there are some states where there's no fault, but then you don't want that stigma of, oh, I've been married four times already, okay? Marriage brings about too many restrictions. They feel that the accountability, having to always account to somebody or your whereabouts and everything, they feel that that's overwhelming. There's a lack of trust. They feel like there's unwarranted jealousy, getting on each other's nerves all the time, and then cooking, cleaning, and constant demands or looking out for each other. They feel that that's a bit much when one party is especially not on the same page. Seeming to have to get permission to hang out with family or friends, you know, unexplained attitudes when it comes to anything. I mean, you deal with so many attitudes in a marriage, in a relationship for that matter. Why? You know, constant attitude stuff. Life is short enough. Who has time for all of that? And then you have extreme boredom in the marriage because nobody's dating each other anymore because they stuck into a routine where they're not even happy. So they don't even feel like going out with the person. And then there's the lack of interest, the lack of intimacy, the lack of romance and pleasantries in the marriage, feelings of being taken for granted, settling into a deadbeat routine. All right? There's no more fun, no excitement, no travel, no personable communication, simply just talking to each other, discussing things and planning a viable, fun-filled future together. You know, and there's so many other things. So, you know, could it be that this couple, could they be saying this because they're angry with each other? And let me go back up here and bring in one of our other callers back in here. Let me go back to Monique. Monique, could this couple be just saying this because they're angry with each other? Or is this really probably what's going on in most marriages?
Oh, my gosh. it's probably what's going on in most marriages. And, you know, I can speak from experience because I've been married twice. And I am currently married, and, you know, it's not the greatest. So I have experience with a lot of those things that were mentioned, but I think a lot of those things do go on. You know, I think a lot of times people, like the societal pressures, men feel like they get to an age where, oh, I need to settle down. Of course, you want to have a family. Women get to an age, they definitely feel pressure because, their biological clock is ticking. They want to be mothers. They want to have kids. And a lot of women are in love with being in love. They're in love with the idea of being in a relationship, of being in a marriage. And it's a status thing as well. You know, you move into different categories throughout your life. I remember starting my job and being in the group and not being married and being around the women who were married and feeling kind of left out. Then, you know, being around the women who had children and I didn't have a child and feeling kind of left out. I mean, there's all these societal pressures as well. And so, you know, you meet someone and you have a connection and you get in that relationship and, you know, things are always great at first. And you date them for a while, and like you said, you don't know someone until you're living with them because when you're dating, you're always primping up in your house, and he's primping in his house, and you come together at your best, and you have fun or whatever, and you go back to your own places. You don't see the behind-the-scenes things. You don't know the behind-the-scenes things, and a lot of people don't have these conversations, and they don't know a lot of things or discover a lot of things about each other until they're, you know, 3-4 years down the road, and then they start having the bumps and the hiccups. So, you know, marriage, I think, can serve you for a period of time, and we grow and we change in life. We grow and we change. We grow and we change out of homes. Oh, this is my starter home. This is too big. I'm going to move to a bigger place. My family's expanding. Oh, this is my first job. Oh, this is my first car. I'm going to move to a bigger car. This is my first starter home. I'm going to move to a bigger home. We grow and we change all of our lives. But then in our
And then we get older and we downsize.
Right. But then in our relationships, we just stay with the same person because we grow and change as a person, but maybe the person is not growing and changing with you. So
Absolutely.
You get, you know, if you're growing and changing and the person you're with is stagnant, I think that affects your mental health. It affects your finances. It affects your whole persona of how you can move on in your life. So sometimes a marriage can hold you back in every way. So,
Absolutely.
You know, ending one that ran its course, maybe you need, sometimes you need to bow out gracefully. I love this person. I love them for 10 years. We have nothing left. There's nothing to squeeze out of this marriage. Before we end horrifically, let's move on. You can find another great love in your life who will be with you for the next phase of your life. Maybe that person you'll be with forever and you can grow and change with, but I don't see anything wrong with that, and I don't think you should feel ashamed for that.
All right. Okay, Monique, we're going to try to get back to you. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Are you listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show? Let's see if we can take we're going to try and get now to some of our other callers. Let's go to Orlando. We're going to go to 407-202. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air?
Dr. Walker, hi. This is Jay from Orlando. How are you this evening?
We're doing just great, Jay from Orlando. Thank you for joining us. Jay from Orlando, we're trying to figure out here, is marriage an outdated institution? We've got some callers on here that have given some terrific thoughts on it, and I'm not sure if you heard tonight's story with Glenda and Frank and Glenda, and, I mean, this couple, they just settle into a routine of a deadbeat marriage, and they've only been married for 2 years. Do you think there's any validity
wow.
in anything that's tonight?
Wow, Dr. Walker, just 2 years. I heard the recap of the story, and I heard the last caller speak, and, you know, I'm very careful not to make any generalizations about my own experience being married 13 years to anyone else's or generalize it overall. So I can talk about my specific experience, and that is what I had to do in my own life has come to the point where, hey, we're going to make this work no matter what. And I think with so many choices out there, me personally, you know, men can pick up a woman at the drop of a hat, married or not. And so you have to be careful with that, because even though those women out there, they look good, they smell good, you know, they're really not much different than anything that you have at home. So you got to learn to appreciate what you have at home. And I think a lot of it falls on the man. The man, meaning myself, I can make or break how my marriage goes just by my attitude and how I decide to treat my wife. So I don't think that marriage is an outdated institute. You know, it can work, but a lot of it depends on the man just starting out. And so I'll turn it back over to you and hear your thoughts.
Jay, I think that's a powerful statement. That's a very interesting. It sounds like a lot of the liability or the shift is on the man. That's interesting. Jay, I got to go to some other calls. I do want to come back, and my producers are definitely telling me we're going to go with a part two with this one next week. They are definitely saying we're going to follow this one again next week. Jay, we're going to ask you to stand by as with the rest of the callers. Let's go to 305-300. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, good evening to Elizabeth. How are you people doing?
You're doing good, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So,
good. Elizabeth, we're running out of time. Just tell us quickly, what do you think about this whole thing about marriage? And is it an outdated institution? What is going on here, Elizabeth?
I really don't think it's an outdated institution. I still believe in marriage, even though I'm not married right now. But I believe it's still necessary. It makes you feel, it makes you feel complete. It makes you feel like you're part of something. It just makes you feel complete. And like the other lady was saying, like sometimes like you go out with your friends or you go to church and stuff like that. It's like everybody's with their couple, everybody's with their family and stuff like that. And I don't know. I really believe it's not outdated at all.
All right, Liz, we're going to ask you bye just for a second. Jay, did you want to come in just before we go to another caller?
Hey, Dr. Williams. Hey, Dr. Walker, I do appreciate the previous caller, and I agree with her. I don't believe that it's an outdated institution, but you do have to work at it, and you have to put aside a lot of the choices. And that's not for every situation. Some marriages were never meant to be, or maybe they have run their courses, but you've just got to work at it.
You got to keep working at it. All right, Jace, please stand by. We're going to take another caller here. We're going to go to 786-973. Thank you. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Good evening, Dr. Walker.
Good evening. Who do we have Cheryl. With us this evening? We missed a name.
Cheryl,
thank you for joining us. Cheryl, let me ask you, do you think that marriage is outdated? I mean, what do you think? I mean, here it is. I mean, 20 years with somebody, that can be a long time, and especially if you've drifted apart. Is it outdated? What do you think?
I don't think it's necessarily outdated. It just, like Monique said, it may have run its course. And, you know, I believe that there are seasons for everything. But I also understand where, I think his name is Jay from Orlando. I understand his point in saying how a man can kind of direct and be the driving force. Because if you go based on the biblical terms that, you know, the man is the head of the household, even though we say the women kind of run the course of the household, I can understand his point. But with the new, you know, type of age and era that's happening right now, a lot of marriages are on equal terms, and one is just as powerful as the other. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. But, I really like what Monique said, that, you know, everybody runs their course. And I believe there are seasons. There are definitely seasons. People are put in your life for reasons.
All right, Cheryl, let me ask you this question. Are you married currently? And if so, how long have you been married? And have you run your season?
I have run my season, but I am still currently married.
Okay.
And I'm like the other person that was saying, I've been saying I'm going to leave. We need to break this up because I've been married for 18 and a half years. And it's getting ready to be an empty nest, to be honest. I have twins that are seniors in high school, and they will be gone. And my husband likes to bicker a lot. So I really want peace in my life, and I believe it's a seasonal type thing. You know, I really honestly believe that. But
all right, Cheryl, we're going to ask you to stand by just for okay, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's go to let's go to 917. We're going to go back to New York, 917-826. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air live with us? 917-826 out of New York. Okay, that caller is not there. Angela, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Dr.
Walker. You're listening. Now, let me see if I can.
Hello?
Angela, Let me ask, we were trying to get a 917, another New York number in. Is that party there with you? Or okay. All right, let's bring them on. Is this your husband?
Yes.
Okay, good. What's his name?
Tyrone.
All right, Tyrone, thank you for joining us this evening, Tyrone. Just so that I can send out my disclaimer, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show is not responsible for any discrepancies that may arouse prior to, during, or after our broadcast in any relationship or family. So all information that's perceived is for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. If you're looking for counseling, all of you all that are listening, we direct your attention to the appropriate certified licensed help in that particular area. All right, Mr. Tyrone, what are your thoughts? Is marriage outdated? And we've heard a lot. Even Angela has said that there have been times in her marriage, I'm sure you all marriage is no different than anybody else's marriage, who've been married for a number of years, like in tonight's story. They've been married for only 2 years, but this is their second time around, and they are definitely ready to throw in the towel because they're probably bringing a lot of baggage from a prior marriage. But my understanding is you all have been married for over 20 years, and it hasn't always been an easy road, as no marriage is, I'm sure. But does that mean that it's outdated?
I wouldn't say it's out. It's just that you have to put a lot of work into it. As a person willing to put that amount of work into it.
All right. Now, Tyrone, when I hear the word work, sometimes that just the word alone tires me out because sometimes it can have a negative connotation because not everybody loves their job. And even when you love your job, you know, it can become overwhelming. So when I hear all these people talk about you got to put a lot of work into it, I mean, how much – that sounds like it's a heavy load, a heavy burden. So is there anything that we can say to ease that before we go to the next caller? All right, while Tyrone is thinking about it, let's go to our next call. We're going to go to New York. Let me go to Tampa, 863-412. Thank you for your patience waiting. You're live on the Dr. Show. Who do we have with us this evening, and welcome?
You got Dennis this evening, and I'm glad
Dennis,
to be here.
Thank you for Dennis. I mean, marriage sounds scary from what I'm hearing on tonight's broadcast. I mean, Monique is saying that a lot of people are doing it because of the status quo. She say we run into bumps and hiccups, and a number of people have agreed with Monique what she's presented over the air. And Jay has said that a lot of it seems to shift to the responsibility of the man to make it. And I like what all parties are saying. There's some validity in everything. What say ye?
All right. I was married 35 years. I'm not married now because she wanted to be single. She wanted everything her way for her. And I did what I could trying to, you know, give her what she wanted. But in the end, she still, what I wanted to give wasn't enough. That's been, say, 3 years ago. And now she realized that what I was giving her was really what she wanted, but she can't come back home. And
does she want to come back home, Dennis? Does she want to come back home?
She wants to come back home. But
Are you seeing anyone now that will prevent her from coming? The question is, do you still love her? Are you still in love with her?
No. She cut those cords, and it made it very difficult for me to accept her back because of how she did everything.
Well,
so,
but Dennis, I find it hard to – go ahead.
You find that hard to believe?
I find it
it's
hard
not.
To understand that after 35 years of marriage that a person – and you say it was only 3 years ago – that a person could actually be out of love with the person whom they spent 35 years with, sleeping together and so forth and so on. You all have any kids together?
We have grown children.
Together. So are you angry, Dennis, by any chance that might be saying, no, you because you left me like you did, and now only to discover that I'm what you always wanted, but you didn't thought you had. Could you be angry, Dennis, by any chance?
I'm more disappointed because we built a life together, and then she decided to leave because she wanted things, just everything to be hers and not work, not the things that we work together for. But what I wanted to say to add to all of this is that if you work towards something, you continue to working toward it. Yes, I believe a man has a greater responsibility. So I agree with the young man that from Orlando that talked. I don't say the woman doesn't have a part of it, but what happens is when you get out there and you talk to other people, men talk to other men, women talk to other women, and say, yeah, my husband or my wife did this and did that, you know, we did it. And then they expect it to come home and the same thing happens to them. It makes their expectation of their significant other strained because they're not doing what Mary's husband is doing for her or Sally's husband is doing for her, you know, and that's what makes it difficult when you try to look at everybody else's situation and then put it in yours. When you got married and made that commitment to that person, then you need to stay committed to that person, find out what they like and do things that they like.
They're not even sure what they like now, but 20 years from now, they're not sure. Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. I want to go back to Jay, and then I want to bring Monique and Rose in just for a second. But let me go to Jay. Jay, let me just ask you this question quickly. Jay, you said you're married for 13 years, and Jay, is your wife listening to the show tonight? Do you know?
No, she's not listening to the show.
Not listening to the show. Jay, that's very interesting that you say. Is your wife known to sometimes go in and listen to archive shows, perhaps? Does she know that you're listening to the show tonight?
I don't know if she listens to the archives, but when she wants to know about the show, she'll listen in live. She doesn't really go to the archives, so no. I'm saying this under my own free will.
That, Jay, I was wondering that, and I just had to go there and ask. So let me just over. Let me bring Rose back in, and then we're going to bring in Monique. Rose, what do you say about all this here? We got about 2 minutes out before we close out, and we're going to continue. They're telling me, they're sending me the signals now. We will go to part two next week with the same show. Rose, what do you have to say about all of this tonight? I mean, once I hear Dennis was married for 35 years, and now she left, and now she wants to come back. Sounds like he's still a little disappointed, he said. What do you say, Rose?
Well, I know I heard you ask him if he's angry. Maybe somewhat he is. I would say probably get some counseling before he decides not to take her back completely. Get some counseling together and see if something can work out, unless he has shifted his love to someone else and now he's in love with someone else and therefore just do not want to give this another chance. You know, but if he's not in love with someone else, it might be good to get some counseling together with his ex-wife and see if those 35 years can be mended.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rose, I appreciate your thoughts on that. If it were me, if he came to me for some coaching or consulting on that, I would say, you know what, let that be in the past, because chances are after the passion, just like my book, after the passion, now what? After that romance, and then they're going to rehash, go right back into that old stuff. You know, so, Rose, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Monique, let's bring you back in. Give us your thoughts. And then, Dennis, we want to hear from you again before we close out tonight's show. We got to go to part two. But just quickly here, Monique, what do you have to say about all of this?
I still do, after all that I've said, I still do believe in marriage. And I believe when two people are still into each other and you try your hardest and you try to make it work, that you can have a beautiful romance and you can have a beautiful life together. But the death do you part, maybe we need to revamp that and you can have a marriage and sometimes it, like I said, you can only go so far. And I don't believe that people should stay in marriages that are broken or not working longer.
We're going to have to stand by. gotta close out the show. I gotta bring back in here. But before I bring Dennis in, Angela, we're gonna give you an opportunity to in 15 seconds or less. I know you're itching to get back in and tell us, Cheryl, we thank you, but we're gonna ask you to stand by. We wanna go to Angela. Angela, just give us your 15 second thought. Then I'm gonna bring Dennis in, we'll close it out.
I think the gentleman caller before Rose, I think he
right.
is angry and upset, and he's still harboring feelings towards his wife or ex-wife, and
right.
he hasn't moved on. And so
he
mentioned that Bible part, you know, and that right there is like, it stuck out to me, and that's why he can't move on, because he's still believing in that death do us part.
That death do us part. Okay, so do you think that if he were to give her another chance, that even after the passion, after they've made the love for a few nights, do you think that they're, that the anger will come out of one or both of them? Do you think that? I mean, just an opinion here.
I think if they get back together, yes, it will come out, because he hasn't forgave her. He hasn't moved on, and you can clearly hear it in his voice. And I don't know if I would want to go back to anything like that anyway. She could be coming back because it's more of a, could be a financial thing, and she's just telling him what he want to hear.
Okay. All right. I kind of like that. Dennis, we'll give you the last word on this here. Dennis, I mean, some people seem to think you're angry more than just disappointed, upset. Dennis, why don't you tell us what's going on?
I will. I don't have a problem with that. December would be 8 years ago, she had a cerebral hemorrhage. And
okay.
the family, I and the family were there for her through all of that. And I spent weekends in the hospital sleeping on a, I'm 6 foot, sleeping on a 4 foot couch. And, you know, she missed Christmas, my son's birthday, New Year's, my birthday, Martin Luther King. I mean, she was just out of it. But we were there. When she got out, we were there. She couldn't even stay by herself. Now, 3 years ago, I had a heart attack. And
oh, sorry to hear that.
She already had left, but then did not want to do anything. Matter of fact, while I was in the rehab, she went to court for the divorce. So that's
why. Did she know that
you
had had a heart attack and you were in rehab?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she tried to turn my friends against me while I was in the hospital. She told them don't go see him because he needs his rest. And I mean, he not only people locally, but people out of town, you know,
right.
friends. So
mm-hmm.
she just did a lot of things that were mean and hateful. And, you know, I didn't really worry about that until I realized that I was being abused by her and had been abused by her for a number of years. So my disappointment comes in. She was not there for me when I was always ahead. We had all there for each other.
Right.
So, you know, when you ask, you know, about keeping together, staying together, working things out, and all she can think of is what's in it for her.
For her.
I was disappointed. Yes.
Dennis, we're clearly out of time, but let me ask you, all of my callers, Dennis, would you be able to join us again next week, part two, because it still sounds like there's something that you need to get out on your chest, and perhaps you'd be willing to join us again next week for part two of this same topic. Would you be able to come back to us, Dennis?
I will do my best to be there, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. On that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of my callers this evening for your time, for taking time out to join us on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show tonight. Join us Friday night for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us back here live next Thursday. Remember, the show's now on Thursday, even if it's temporarily, for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, when we will have part two, Is Marriage an Outdated Institution? Until Friday or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, And thank you, God.